right, here we go. It's time for another edition of Rebel Radio Now. I am Todd Cotta. Dougie Fresh is sitting here right next to me, and we have a lot of information to get at you today. What a day out there in America. The verdict is in.
Dun, 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 dun. Guilty.
Yeah. Plus, we've got some news out of Florida, and we got some more news on our event coming up for the recall dinner. It's going to be a fantastic, fantastic show. Stick around. We're going to have a good time. Don't forget, I need you guys to subscribe to Rebel Radio Now on YouTube and on
BitChute, Rumble,
and all the podcasting sites right there.
Yeah, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day out there. But, you know, we've been trying to upload our last video, and it keeps on rejecting it, and I don't know why.
Did you get my message?
Yeah, I got your message, and I deleted the original download. This is for the Proud Boys, too.
Mm-hmm.
Then I reloaded it, and it was processing, and it says there's an error. So I'm going to try and re-render it again and see if there's maybe some kind of a... I hate to think that somebody is pushing the negative button over in Santa Clara right now.
Maybe if it was just YouTube, but it's Rumble and all the other ones too, right?
I don't know. We'll check it after the show, and we'll see what happens when it comes to the... stupid that's happening right now when it comes to these videos. We try and talk to people to get the straight answer from the horse's mouth. Not saying that we agree with them or disagree with them. Maybe we can give them some suggestions when they're misunderstood or whatever they're doing. But if we don't get a chance to talk to the people that are in the news, it really doesn't help us to understand them.
Exactly. You can't just go with what the... It's like getting a second opinion from your doctor.
Yes.
You can't just believe the first person that you hear and take that as gospel. You know, we had a little bit of feedback from our interview with Rick Fitzgerald.
Yes.
And there was somebody who screenshotted a post that we had made and then put it on their private page and said, "You can't tell me that we don't have issues in this county." And my question was, what's the issue? And the issue was that there's cops in the Proud Boys organization, but if they even watched the interview, they would have saw, you know, exactly what was going on and how he left the Proud Boys and all that stuff. But, you know, I invited that individual to come on Rebel Radio to talk about the issues that are happening in our community. And, you know, this goes for anybody. If you got a problem with, you know, whatever interview we do or somebody that we talk to, and you want to get some clarification, or you want to come on and talk about it, let's do it.
Yeah, we are.
Anybody's invited.
We're just an email away, todd@rebelradionow.com or doug@rebelradionow.com. And we'll get you scheduled in here, and we're going to find out exactly where you're coming from. And, you know, if you're going to come in here, be ready, because we're going to have the questions for you. And you better back up what you're going to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't play softball with anybody. We try and ask the right questions.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I got a chance to listen to the Daniel Mercury interview all over again today. And, you know, I learned a lot more when you go back and listen to it, even after we talked to him personally. And I was really impressed with some of the responses he had and some of the experiences he's had.
I mean, again, you know, every time we come across somebody great like that, it's because they had done time in the Navy.
exactly. Hey, you know, sometimes my wife gets mad at me because I miss the bowl, you know, that first early morning take a leak kind of thing.
Yeah, mine gets mad because I don't put the lid down.
Yeah, I think I found a solution, and that is put this is a little thing that goes on the lid of your of your toilet, and then it shines a little laser light down, and it puts I think I know that guy.
He looks a little bit familiar.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things when you open your door to your Mercedes and then it shines down. It says Mercedes
exactly.
on the ground.
Exactly. Yeah, my buddy has one for Audi. My truck just has a white light that shines down. It doesn't. But you can buy it. There's companies that make little stickers that you can stick underneath your door, and it'll put whatever you want down there on the ground.
Rebel Radio.
Oh, there you go. We should have our own Rebel Radio ones. Hey, I like our new hats.
Yeah.
We got our new hats in today. A buddy of mine had these made up for us. He thought he loves our show, and we appreciate you, Derek. And
being out here in the farm town, we got that Carhartt brand.
There.
Yep.
Right there. Yep. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Thank you, Derek. These are wonderful, wonderful hats. Moving on. Last night, we had a great night. We got a chance to see Diego Martinez again. He was over at Waking Up the Neighbors. You can see me there on the right. I look short compared to Jeff. My God, he's tall.
He's like 7'3", right?
Yeah, at least 7'3", maybe like that. Yeah.
Because we're all pretty tall.
You know what they say? You know, the taller the person, the smaller their member. I think that's how it goes.
The taller they are, Yeah. Right. The smaller the member.
Yeah, smaller the member. Yeah, yeah. Get smaller and smaller. That's all you get. But yeah, we're there with Diego Martinez last night. That was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. And anytime you get a chance to meet all these candidates for governor, it's always quite the
I think it was pretty cool that he came over to the backyard.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was real loose, and he was enjoying himself and joking around, and it was a lot of fun. If you get a chance, go to the Waking Up the Neighbors website, and you can hear the podcast right there, and you can hear that he had a white gardener when he lived in back Missouri. East of Missouri or something like that. Yeah, it was quite fun.
I thought it was really funny. So it's WootenPodcast.com? Yeah, WUTN podcast.com.
Yes, that's Waking Up the Neighbors is Wooten. And great guys. I've been on the phone with them already today. We're selling more tickets for the event. We'll talk about the event a little bit later. We have some brand new people that just signed on, and we're working on some people we can't even talk about right now coming to the event. And we hope that can happen. If it does, it is going to be one of the marquee events in Kings County in a long, long time.
People are going to be talking about it for years.
Yes, it's going to be legendary. Okay, here we go. So I saw this thing. I don't know if it's true or not, but I kind of think it would be. If only men, and I'm not saying it's a good thing or bad thing, but if only men were elected or voted in the last election, the map would look something like this. How interesting is that, huh?
That's super interesting. So is all the red men?
Yeah, the red would be Republican. Blue is Democrat.
So, Republican men.
Men are normally Republican, except for those, the ones that live in the basement all the time and you know, have mom bring them food down, and they're 40 years old kind of guys.
Those aren't Republicans, though, right?
Those aren't men. I'm sorry. I just have zero patience for idiots. Yeah. Zero patience for idiots. And all those Antifa guys and all those little basement dwellers and all those little mama boys and those guys, they can all shove it. Absolutely shove it.
All those people grew up to be Democrats and politicians. And look at the world we're living in now.
Look at the world we're living in now. Now, when you remember, back last January 6th, there was this big rally, and a lot of our friends were there in Washington, D.C., and we got a chance to hear the president talking about the voter fraud and all the things that are happening and how the Americans need to stand up to the establishment and stand up to what's going on. And then he reminded people that the patriotic duty is to let your people know that you are not happy and show your patriotism. Basically, is what he said.
Yeah.
But yet they called it the insurrection of 2021.
They have to wonder, why are there thousands of people knocking at my front door pissed off?
Yeah, that should mean something, shouldn't it?
But instead, let's forget about why they're actually here and they're mad and they're angry. Let's just say that it was Trump that told them to come over here and be mean to us.
Yep, and then they tried to impeach a president that was out of office.
Yeah.
Which is not possible.
For saying, let's go peacefully protest.
Yes.
Peacefully, patriotically protest and have our voices heard.
And then you have what happened this last weekend.
What happened this last weekend?
Aunt Maxine.
Oh, crazy Aunt Maxine.
She got her little mouth going. Not even in California, because she's a California representative.
And doesn't even live in her own district. Right, Joe Collins?
That's right. Not even in her own district. But she went over to Minnesota and started flapping her jaws and saying that if we don't get our way, there's going to be you must start confrontations. You must ramp up the dialogue and get out there. And
how is that not inciting violence?
It straight up is, and so does Kevin McCarthy. He's trying to do a full censure on her, and he is calling her out as breaking the law, inciting violence. That is something that every congressperson should guard against. But she's done it multiple times, and she's never been censured. She's never, ever had a problem. But the president goes out there and says, be your patriotic duty and do a peaceful protest. And he gets railed. And I still say that the people that went into the place, I was even reading this morning, that the guards, the Capitol Police, weren't given their gear for the day. They weren't giving any instructions on what they should and shouldn't do. And there was guys taking pictures, selfies. There was Capitol Police taking selfies with the guys walking into the
Well, there's a video of them opening up the doors to let people in. And
yes.
And the cop that opened the door is saying, I don't agree with it, but come on in.
Yes. Trump set himself up, is what happened. The Democrats knew he was going to be down the road, so they turned it into a Trump thing, and they made it happen. Of course, they turned the blame on Trump. That's exactly what happened.
There was also something that said that the cop that died had a stroke. So he died of a stroke. So that's leaving the one person that got killed was that female that was breaking through the window trying to get in.
Yes.
And she ended up getting shot in the neck or something.
Yes.
So she ends up being the only one that was actually killed.
Yes. I know. It is absolutely ridiculous the way they are the double standard is... It's Mount Rainier sized.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is unbelievable. Recently,
Nancy Pelosi, too, she said she wasn't afraid of anything because she has plenty of security plus the heel of her shoe to protect herself, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So all these politicians, they want to sit there and act all big and bad, but that's because they have all this security surrounding them with guns.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. And then also I saw a meme recently, too. It said... every time that there's a shooting involving a cop, you want to blame the cop. But whenever there's a mass shooting in a school, you want to blame the gun.
Yes. Yes.
Every time.
Every time. It is the agenda coming forward that they want total domination over the people. And I even heard the lady that was speaking down in Los Angeles at the school district. Did you see that one?
No, what'd she say?
She's Jewish. And her family were part of the experiments at Auschwitz.
Wow.
And they're trying to force students without the parents' permission in Orange County to go to school, and they're making the schools the vaccination sites.
Is that the thing that they said, that these kids can choose for themselves to get it?
Yeah.
Without the parents knowing?
Yes.
That is ridiculous.
And the school district was getting ready to do it until she got in there and just railed against them.
There's a Facebook page that had over 100,000 members, that they were all talking about their side effects and everything that was happening to them after getting the first and second.
Yes.
And it got deleted.
You see, there's a herpes strain out now that they're linking to it.
Really?
There is so much stuff. The lady even said that in the Johnson & Johnson trials, the first set of ferrets they used to test it, they all died. They all died.
Yep, it's good. Let's send it out.
And they trashed that whole study and got rid of it, and then take it right to human trials.
Wow.
And I'm surprised it's still up. It's still up on YouTube right now.
And what's funny is they're saying that you may need a third dose, but that's coming from the manufacturer. That's like me saying, or you saying, hey, after you buy, these two guns, you're going to need to come back in 6 months and get this third one.
Yeah.
Because these two are going to get worn out.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to say you need a third one so you get that extra money.
I had a whole bunch of vaccinations done when I went to Effort a couple years ago, and I'm never going to do it again. If it means that I can't go anywhere, then I'm just not going to freaking go anywhere, or I'm going to have counterfeit ones made. I don't know what to say.
Did you see that the sheriff's department was holding down disabled people and vaccinating them down in like Los Angeles?
Well, you mean like...
They were
like Down syndrome people and stuff like that?
Yeah, like mentally unstable people. They were basically just...
Oh, you mean like homeless wackadoos?
No, not homeless, but people that are in facilities and stuff, and they're just going in there and holding them down and vaccinating them.
Oh.
There's a couple videos out there. You can find them. They're easy.
What is going on with this world right now? It is insane what they're doing to us.
I mean, if there is side effects and people are dying, it's being suppressed. They're not letting it get out. They're not, and I think every time that we have a shooting, or, we got this Derek Chauvin case with George Floyd.
Yeah.
It's getting a lot of media attention. The kids coming over the border, all that stuff is a distraction.
Yes.
And the things that we're not paying attention to right now, which they don't want us paying attention to, is the shot and human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
With Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was firing off hardcore,
we were getting at least 50 found kidnapped kids per week in these sexual farms, and these elite camps where they were keeping these kids. 50 a week we were getting under Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that gone? if we can't protect our kids, then what's the purpose of having government at all?
So I heard there's going to be a couple rallies coming up for Save the Children, like down in Southern California.
Wow.
So people are not forgetting about this, and you know, I think it's a really bad black eye for our country, you know, with this much human trafficking going on.
Yeah.
So they definitely don't want people talking about it. They don't want shit or stuff being posted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and let's just make noise. Let's have something else. Let's talk about Second Amendment.
Yeah.
You know, that'll get them, you know, fired up and not talking about this.
They don't want ships being posted? Well, who wants to take pictures of ships and put them up there?
Anyway? Yeah.
Yeah. So there is so much going on right now. And today was the verdict.
Yes.
The verdict.
So I have a thing about that.
No, you got a thing.
Mm-hmm.
What is your thing?
All right. So the jury was not sequestered to avoid social media, to not be on their phones, you know, to even listen to the news.
Yeah.
How were they not able to see that there's people that were just gathering all over Minnesota getting ready to
riot, burn it down?
To burn it down if he got an innocent verdict. How does that
not
affect?
Why didn't they move that to a different jurisdiction?
I don't know. And why would they not tell those jurors to not go on social media?
Also, a murder trial like this mm-hmm. usually takes 2 to 5 years to get to trial.
Mm-hmm. This was quick.
What's the deal?
Because mm-hmm. they know that people are out there. They're upset. They wanted justice. And if it took that long, there would be continued riots all the way up until the trial occurred, you know? But I don't think they're just going to sit there and take this verdict. I think that he's going to there's going to be an appeal.
Especially when you have Maxine Waters out there spouting off on social media and all over the world about how we're going to make it worse for you if there is a not guilty or less than murder verdict.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying he's innocent or guilty. I'm just saying that I think that what Maxine Waters said is going to definitely affected the outcome of this trial.
Without a doubt.
If any one of those jurors had an inkling that an innocent verdict would have caused riots, then it should have been a mistrial.
100%.
Because if they're 100%. Sitting there making a decision based on that, then it's not a fair trial.
Yeah, anybody getting convicted of murder out of fear
mm-hmm.
is not a fair trial.
Yeah, there should be no fear of reprisal.
No, none. None at all. But yet, that's what the politicians want.
Mm-hmm.
They want us to be afraid. They want us to say, help us, government! Help us, government! And I'm just... When people open their eyes and see what's actually happening, they get scared.
Yeah.
It is very scary with what the government is doing to us right now, and it is going to get worse before it gets better.
Mm-hmm. I think that we're just delaying the inevitable with this case, though, because he's going to come back, and he's going to appeal it.
Yes.
And he has a good shot at winning.
Yes.
Because
especially after the drums being beat by Maxine Waters.
Yes. If she didn't do that, I think that it would have been cut and dry. It's over with. But now they have something to go on.
And now they need to move it at least 2 states away,
mm-hmm.
have the jurors sequestered, have everything in an encapsulated room where there's no communications getting out, and get it over with.
It's impossible, though, I think, to find one person in this country that hasn't heard about this.
True. True.
It's been going on for a year.
I know. And they play it over and over and mm-hmm. over again. And did you see the pictures of that kid that was shot in Chicago with the guns?
Dante Wright?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're pulling up all of his Facebook feeds, and he's got these guns, and he's all, you know. And he didn't look like a 13-year-old holding those guns.
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious with, you know, what he was doing. He was kind of a hood rat and out there gangbanging and doing his thing, you know, and if that's the image that he wanted to portray on his Facebook, that's
definitely... Yeah, but that's not the image his family's going to put out there to the media.
Of course not. They never do.
It's going to be a 6-year-old image of him that mm-hmm. looks like a little angel, and they're going to make him look like he's... He had his whole life ahead of him. Exactly.
And don't get me wrong. There's dudes out there that did some stupid stuff in their childhood, mm-hmm. and they got mixed up in gangs, and then later on in life, they grew up to be great people and successful and helped a lot of other people get out of the hood and, you know, become good people. But in this moment, this dude was not that.
Not at all.
You know?
And, you know, shooting at cars and all those things that he was doing.
You can't blame these kids, though. You have to blame, like, their households.
Yeah.
You know? Because you get somebody that's they grow up with a good mom and dad, you know, and they have people that love them and take care of them and stuff and care about where they are and what they're doing. They tend to grow up a little bit better.
Yeah.
And then you got ones that are living with their grandparents or like foster parents, sure, or friends, families, or whatever. And nobody cares about what they're doing, and they get mixed up with a group of kids, and they think it's cool, and you know, and they're just out there.
Sometimes it's the only family they got.
Yeah, I mean,
and you know, for what it's worth, but if you're gonna play with fire,
mm-hmm,
and you get burned, you know, take your lumps, dude.
You chose that life.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, you did. Absolutely. I saw another news story today. Back east, there was a police shooting,
mm-hmm,
and BLM all showed up to start doing their thing, and they found out it was a white guy. They packed their crap up and left.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a double standard going everywhere right, mm-hmm, now. Whether it's, I mean, like I said, I have been around the law enforcement industry for decades, and I have yet to see a vindictive shooting, and I've been around lots of them, mm-hmm, when it comes to law enforcement. And every one of them wished they didn't have to be put in that position.
What do you think Derek Chauvin was thinking? Do you think that he was, since George Floyd was laying on the ground, he was talking, he was saying stuff, that's proof enough for him that he wasn't suffocating him because he was speaking?
Could be. It could be. But like I said, and I've talked to other deputies that, mm-hmm, that I used to work with, and in that case, what we would have done is once he was secured, you don't want to leave a combative subject in a hostile area out in view.
Mm-hmm.
So what we would do is once you get him all tied up and handcuffed up, we'd get him, put him back in the car, and we would move out of that area in order to get the pre-booking paperwork done and get, mm-hmm, all the stuff I need to get done out of sight, out of mind. That way, there's no further problems.
Right. So they tried to get him in the car to begin with, or they actually got him in. And then they took him out and put him on the ground.
He was saying he couldn't breathe in his own car, I thought. Oh, no, he wasn't in a car. He was at a business, right? He was trying to cash some checks.
But they put him in the police car.
And then he said he couldn't breathe, so they brought him out of the car so he could,
mm-hmm,
breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Then they put him on the ground. But see, once again, I would have moved him from that location.
I just don't get why you put him on the ground on his stomach instead of just, like, setting him on the ground and let him lean against a vehicle or something.
I don't know. I have a different. How do I say this nicely? I don't want to sound like I'm anti-cop at all, but when you're in those big cities and you're in one of 10,000, 20,000 cops, and you're just a number, sometimes you feel like just a number.
Mm-hmm.
I never had to work in a massive agency. We had about 500 Fresno Sheriff and another 300 over in Monterey County. That's no, you know, that's a good sized department by any stretch of the means. But when you've got 40,000 cops in New York City, every one of them up to par, every, mm-hmm, one of them up to trained, everyone going through that stuff, it's got to be impossible to keep up with the training and the policy.
Do you think that it was? They had to prove without a doubt that
he intended to kill him. I don't see that.
Like, who would have thought that laying him on the ground and resting your knee, because it didn't look like he was like pushing and like digging in and trying to smash him. I mean,
mm-hmm, at the end of the day, they should have moved him out of sight, out of mind. But see, we've had deputies and cops in, mm-hmm, the area here put a guy like that in the back seat. By the time they get to jail, he's not breathing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd have died in the back seat. Would that have been better or worse than him out getting videotaped? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
You are. And when they make their poster child savior, this criminal from Minnesota or, mm-hmm, whatever he's at, Milwaukee or whatever town.
It's Minnesota.
Yeah. Then you're putting your faith in the wrong kind of people. And I hate to say it like that, but it's true.
Yeah, and they're using this as an example. They're trying to set the example. What I think it's going to do, it's going to enable more people to probably act out more towards police officers when they do get apprehended. And also, it's going to make cops be less willing to do their job.
Oh, I've already talked to several last few weeks that says if they pass some of the rules they want to pass in California, it's going to be cowboy town.
It is.
Cops aren't going to do their job anymore.
They're not going to do their job. I think cops are actually going to probably resign.
Yeah.
Because when you take away their ability to do their job and any kind of protections from the police department,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to feel safe.
No.
They're like, man, you know, it can just take, you know, 2 seconds and one bad move, you know, which could be deemed by the police department as, hey, you did the right thing, but our lawyers aren't going to protect you because now we don't have those capabilities anymore because they're going to change the laws.
Nicholas Wildstar says that he wants every cop to have an insurance policy for legal defense.
For themselves.
For themselves and not have the protections under the... gosh, I'm tired today. The protections from the police department and from legal liability. Anyway,
the police union or whatever.
Yeah, the association. And yeah. I just can't think of the word right now, and I'll figure it out here in just a second. But here's the problem. If you can make accusations on a cop for any reason at all and be able to sue him for any reason at all,
mm-hmm.
the cop has to be taken off the street if there's any allegations on him, and then he'll be put on admin leave. So pretty soon you're going to have two kinds of departments.
We're talking about qualified immunity.
Qualified immunity.
Yeah.
So if you have this happening, then as soon as a cop gets into a fight or gets into a defensive mode or has to protect somebody by shooting him or taking him down or whatever else, now he's going to be in trial now for the next 8, 9, 10 months. He can't mm-hmm. be on duty until it's found out of his trial. So now you're going to have a double-sized department. You're going to have cops that are working and before they go to court mm-hmm. and get sued, and then you're going to have the cops that are being sued at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have twice the size of force to get the same patrol out in the streets.
It's getting crazy.
It is. It's absolutely nuts.
And this is why they should just make every state constitutional carry.
I've heard from two county officials this week in Kings County
mm-hmm.
that county employees are not wanting to return to work. They like being home, doing nothing, collecting a check, and they don't want to go back to work.
Now, are they getting paid by the city or are they getting paid by unemployment?
The city. The county had a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Lay everybody off and put them on unemployment. Or just pay them through, and they didn't want the hassle of the unemployment, so they just kept on paying them, sent them home. Now it's time to go back to work, and they're refusing to go back to work.
COVID.
5 of them are county department heads.
Wow.
That are refusing to come back to work.
Well, you're promoting bad behavior.
That is cowardice.
It is.
It's absolute cowardice, and they all need to be fired immediately and given their paperwork, gone.
I better not see one of those people at Walmart.
No.
There's probably going to be more people out there roaming around than there would be if they were at work in their office.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure they've taken vacations. I'm sure they...
What are you worried about?
Yeah, I know. They are typical, and I hate to say this, government employees.
Mm-hmm.
That the rules don't apply to them because I have a union, yeah. and I can do whatever I want. So there was a special meeting today of the county supervisors
mm-hmm.
trying to figure out how to deal with the problem of their $100,000-plus employee dollars per year employees not wanting to come back to work.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts?
It is. And it's the same thing with the teachers, too. I think everybody's just milking this whole situation mm-hmm. for all that it's worth.
A lot of the teachers want to come back, but their admin now are happy at home.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have to come back, when the teachers come back, they don't want that.
This is exactly what they wanted. They wanted people to be comfortable living under, you know, the...
General martial law, basically. Well, yeah.
Yeah, the cradling of the government.
Yeah.
You know, here, we'll give you this and let you just sit at home, and then you let us stay in power so that way we can make all the rules and take all the money.
Yeah. Hmm. I tell you, there is just so much happening out there in the world right now, in America, that it's hard to keep up with the double standard, with the BS, with mm-hmm. with the lying and the cheating and the harm that's coming to people. The suicide rates are through the roof right now. There is so many things that are happening right now that it's hard to pinpoint which one to start to fix first.
I'm just waiting for them to disclose aliens.
Disclose? Yeah. Oh, they have. There was another video this week, and even Tucker Carlson had the...
Dan Bongino had it also.
Yeah. Yeah.
The green screen, yeah. Or like the night vision
yeah.
video.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The triangles in the sky and stuff like that.
I mean, it seems like it's been happening more and more that mm-hmm. they keep on talking about it, trying to get people used to hearing about it, so that way the Vatican or somebody can come out and say, oh yeah, we've known about this, we've been working for them, and they've been keeping us safe out in outer space or something stupid. Watch.
Yesterday I was over at my local Chevy dealer getting the safe for my truck, and when I was paying for it, there was a gal behind wearing a face diaper, and it said Disney World on it. And I said, oh, you've been to Disney World, huh? She goes, yeah, I just got back. What do you think? She goes, I'm never going back. I go, what are you talking about?
It's probably so just done up with regulations.
Everybody had to have a mask on, right? But they're supposed to be open 25% capacity. There were hour-long waits in lines.
So it wasn't 25%.
No, they just opened it up. And you know, the government's not going to tell them any different, but they opened it wide open. And she says, every afternoon at 3 o'clock it rained, and then it was humid as hell.
Wow.
And it was just miserable every day. You know, because I went in 2012, and I went in December. It was wonderful.
Wow. Hey, what if the vaccine really is so that if there are aliens and they come and they land, that they can walk amongst us? What if it's just a way to, like, make it so that they don't get sick from us?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any X-Files music?
Yeah. No, we just...
That was loudish. That was a good one.
At the end of the day.
Really?
Really.
Not the beginning or the middle of the day?
Not the beginning or the middle of the day. The Florida, I think, doesn't care how many people they put in Disneyland. They are so past all this stuff.
They never shut down.
Yeah, Ron DeSantis is doing such a crash-bang job over there.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because he was in the Navy.
That's right. Everybody was in the Navy, huh?
They were.
No street cred for Air Force or Army or anything.
Hey, when they do something, yeah.
Anyway, so there's all kinds of news today, and this came up on all of my feeds today in Florida, since we're talking about Florida anyway. Mm-hmm. Ron DeSantis signed a bill today that is the anti-rioting bill. And you can see right there, Sheriff Grady Judd. Sheriff Grady Judd, he is one heck of a sheriff. He's like deputized his entire county. And he put the warning out. If you want to come doing your looting in my county, you're on your own there, brother, because I've told every one of my people, defend your property.
Well, when you do something like that, it's almost like saying, I dare you. Mm-hmm. So I don't think for a second that there wouldn't be a bus full of people heading that way, you know, to take him up on his offer.
Oh, he did it months ago, and it's never happened yet.
Well, I don't think it's as... It probably didn't get as much publicity as it probably should have.
Well, now he's out there with the governor signing the anti-riot bill, and fantastic for them.
Yeah.
I love the forward thinking that I'm getting out of Ron DeSantis. I love the fact that he is throwing it to the wind, and he's going headfirst in there, and he's like daring the media.
He's pretty much taking like a metaphorical cake knife and just slicing that peninsula off from the country. They got their own little country.
I get it. Even Texas can't hold a candle to what Florida's doing right now.
No, Texas is turning liberal.
I know.
You know, they even have congresswomen that are pushing for anti-gun laws.
Yes, remember that was our first day. We read those gun rules, and the same one that took away a seat from a first class passenger on an airline and made her go sit in coach because she's a congressman. She needs to sit in first class.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just it's
all these
just,
people are so self righteous. They think they're better than everyone else. They know what's best.
Yeah, but it's nuts.
It's a lot of manipulation.
Hey, what's going on tonight?
So tonight we got the city council meeting, right?
In Hanford.
We do.
And it looks like one of our council members is going to resign tonight.
That means there's going to be an opening, Todd.
There's going to be an opening.
May have your name written all over it, too.
I'm thinking that could be something that I might want to look into.
Well, I think you got the support of a lot of people around here, so I don't think that it would be too far-fetched to say that you couldn't handle the job.
No, I know I can handle the job. It's just that we have to go through some politics on it. I've already secured 2 of 5 votes. I think I can get 1 or 2 more out. So, because there's this debate: do we do an appointment, or do we do an appointment, or do a whole election in the county that's going to cost a whole bunch of money for 18 months?
Yeah,
I'm happy to be an interim. I am not going to stay a city council member in Hanford. That is way below what I want to be.
And what people don't realize, too, with a city council member is it's mostly just volunteer time.
It is.
You're not getting
paid some per diem.
$300,000 a year or anything like that.
No. It's not like that corrupt Fresno City Council where they're getting paid all kinds of money up there.
That's ridiculous.
It is. You know, the worst city council is New York. The boroughs,
mm-hmm.
There's like 50 of them because you have all the different boroughs and stuff, and
they're probably all getting paid
straight up communism. Oh yeah, and they rule with an iron fist over there. But in Hanford, you know, I know a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
and I think that I can really, I kind of drafted up some stuff on a speech today, and I think it always resorts back to, I will respect my oath of office.
And what's cool about you is people know where to find you, and if they have issues, you're easy to get a hold of. You can talk to you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's what we need more of. We need people to be accessible. Kalisha is very accessible.
Yep,
she's always willing to talk to people, and she's out and about all the time.
She's willing to go out and talk to opposition, mm-hmm. just to understand where they're coming from.
Exactly,
and I respect that about her. But there's a lot of things happening inside the city council right now in Hanford. A bunch of infighting. A bunch of people that are acting just weird,
mm-hmm.
Throwing around accusations. The city has been being ran by absolute imbeciles, mm-hmm. for the past 10 years, and they've empowered the staff downtown to not respect the voters and not respect the citizens of this community, and mm-hmm. for that they needed to go. And the one guy that empowered him the most is now working in Oklahoma City as a city manager.
Mm.
And the more I look back at his role in Hanford, the more I'm thinking, my, that guy was a massive, massive problem for Hanford because he allowed this to continue.
Yeah, we need people in there that are going to bring a spark to the city, make it better, you know, make it easier for more businesses to come in here.
Yeah.
You know, do something with all these buildings that are empty downtown.
Yeah.
You know, we just... This place could be so, I don't want to say great again, but yeah.
Yeah, I totally get it. It's just tough when people don't communicate and people, mm-hmm. don't get out there and talk to each other about what needs to be done to make this community prosper.
I don't think there's a lot of feedback ever when it comes to like city officials or state officials or country officials,
mm-hmm.
you know, if there's a big pot of money that's out there, it's like, hey, we need to use this money for making, you know, whatever better. Okay. You know, and the people within the organization make the decisions instead of asking the people that live in the area, hey, what do you want us to do with this money?
Yeah.
That would be a lot better. People would be happy about that. They feel like, okay, cool. My opinion matters.
You know? Yeah. And I want to lead with, first of all, is what we're doing going to increase freedom or decrease freedom for our people?
Mm-hmm.
Is it constitutionally sound or not? Will it raise taxes or lower taxes and the fees for the city?
Yeah, we definitely want taxes lowered.
Yeah, exactly. And we can't do much about property taxes. We can't do much. What we can do is not increase sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful thing when you have a very low sales tax base.
Yeah.
Saved me several $100 on my last truck because the sales tax in Dublin is close to 10%.
Wow.
When it's 7.25 here. And I'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that all day long. So, I don't know. It's going to be an interesting meeting tonight, 7 o'clock at the city hall here. And hopefully we can get some knowledge about what's going to happen.
We'll see.
And put my name out there and see what they how it's received, because I know I got 2 votes already in,
mm-hmm.
probably a third because of another associate I have up there. If I can get 3, it's over.
Yeah,
it's over. And another thing I heard weird last night was the city council likes unanimous votes. They don't like dissent.
So they want everyone to be in agreement.
Yes.
Who cares if it's a majority vote?
It's it
that wins.
It's over.
Yeah.
And so I believe that not every vote has to be a 100%
mm-hmm.
vote. Because I personally believe that the role of the government is to make sure we get water and the trash picked up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure we have public safety and fire. And then beyond that, it's good luck.
Yeah.
You know, all these programs and all these things that they got going on in a park and recreations thing, it all comes from tax money. It all comes from tax money.
Do you know why we're hearing a lot about the parks and recreation? Is because the people within that organization in the city are just super motivated. They like what they do. Mm-hmm. You know, if there was something, if, you know, the roads in, what's that?
Utilities and, the parks and, or the roads and, infrastructure guys down there.
Yeah. If they were half as excited as these parks and recs guys, you know, we'd be hearing all about roads being fixed and, and all sorts of new things coming in, but we don't.
No, we don't. It's pretty nuts. It is pretty nuts out there what's going on. So now we know that Florida's a great state that you don't want to live in because it's too dang hot and too many crocodiles over there, or alligators, or whatever they are, alligators. But we have something really special going on here.
Yeah, we do.
Very, very special. And we just confirmed two speakers for the 8th of May, our volunteer appreciation dinner. We've already got the names picked for all the volunteers that are going to be there.
Wait, we have three speakers.
We have two. Well, I mean, I'm going to speak.
Well, Orrin Heatley.
Okay, yeah.
And Mike Netter.
Is Mike going to speak?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he was going to speak too.
Yeah, he said he was going to speak.
Oh, well, then he can speak too. So I'm going to get up and I'll be the introductions guy for everybody. I have a paper that I'm going to pass out also for myself. I'll have to show it to you.
All right, yeah.
We're going to have Orrin Heatley. He's the guy. We had him on our show. He's the originator of the recall, who is now the most sought-after man in America. He has flown all over America now, teaching other states how to recall their Democrats.
Good.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And so Mike Netter is his number two in command, and or his number one, I guess you would call it. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be speaking. He's got the perfect mustache, and he's all pretty with his, you know, his sculpted beard. And then finally, we have Joe Collins coming down.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to hear him talk, because he was just in Mar-a-Lago with Trump.
Yep.
He was there for a women's, like a Republican women's thing.
Okay.
And then he's also run against Maxine Waters.
Yep.
And he's been blowing up Facebook and Instagram.
He's been on Fox News. He's been on Newsmax. He's been on all these stations lately talking about her inciting the riots going on.
Pushing a huge recall of her.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what he talks about at our event. It's coming up on May 8th. If you want tickets, you have to get down to the King's Gun Center. We only have a few left. If you want to be coming to this event, we hope you can make it. Just go to the front counter and say, hey, I want to go to that dinner that Todd's talking about. It's $100 a seat, but you know what? It'll be the best party, because we even have more people scheduled to come. We're trying to confirm them up right now, and we can't tell you who they are. Just know that if they come, it'll be a very special event, even more than what we have right now.
I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great night.
It's at a huge mansion, too.
Yeah, it's at a mansion. There's a huge pool. We're going to have a bar. We have a dance floor. We're going to have tri-tip and chicken with all the fixings. It's going to be a fun, fun event, and we sure hope that we can make this thing happen just like we it's going to be talked about for years when it's all said and done.
Yeah, and everybody that we've invited so far to be the guests of honor, they're all super excited, and they're just like, wow, I can't believe that this is happening for me.
Yeah.
You know, thank you so much.
Yeah. And even the coordinator for Kings County, she was just off the hook finding out who got coming down, and she changed her plans to be here.
Good.
So she'll be at the event. We're going to have it all set up with all of the people in the center table, all set up in the way we're going to do it. The seating arrangements is all set up. It's going to be really cool.
Nice.
Really, really cool. So I'm excited about that. May 8th, right here in Hanford, it is a appreciation event for the recall volunteers, because Kings County was the number one county in all of California for signatures per registered voter.
And all that money is going to go towards signs and billboards to make sure that the voters of California actually mark that they want to recall Newsom on that special election ballot.
Yes, and Kings County will vote to recall, but we want to make sure that everybody understands what's going on. We're going to do informational stuff, and we're going to do a whole episode on what to do and how to get the word out and how to explain what's happening with the recall as we get closer.
Nice.
It's going to be a good time. Well, you know what? That about wraps up what we got. What else you got? Anything else going on?
Oh, you know,
our blood drive's coming up,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the blood drive.
Blood drive on May 1st. That's 2 weeks away. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks away, we have our blood drive right here at the King's Gun Center. We're giving away a shotgun to any blood donor or to any food donations for the St. Bridget Food Pantry. And I talked to our roving correspondent, and if she wants to do a thing for the halfway houses here, she can do that, too.
Okay.
And so I talked to her on the phone yesterday.
Yeah, she told me about that.
Yeah, so if that's something you guys want to do, feel free to do it. May 1st, it's a Saturday from 9 till 2. We're going to be giving tickets away to everybody that donates blood. And the blood donators, the first 30 get a gift from Glock and King's Gun Center.
Oh, sweet.
We got all kinds of Glock bags and cups and just all kinds of stuff to give away.
I don't know, man. I don't like needles.
No, you don't have to. No, you don't like needles. Yeah, my ass, huh? Anyway, that about wraps it up. If you do have any questions or whatever else, you can email me, todd@rebelradionow.com or doug@rebelradionow.com. If you have any suggestions for guests, we'd love to hear it. We love interviewing people here. Yeah. We love having some fun with them.
If you have a business that you want to have showcased, we do it every Friday.
Friday is our local day that we do, and we talk about local businesses and local newsmakers, you might say.
Yeah,
we're happy to do that for you. And we do hope that you do subscribe. Once again, rebelradionow.com is where all these videos are. And if you want, you can go to YouTube, Rumble, and BitChute and all those places, and you can find our videos and hit that subscribe button and the notifications so that you get notified whenever we put a brand new video out. Want to thank you for coming along today, and thank you, Dougie Fresh, for taking some time out to get in here.
Oh, yeah, no
Tonight,
problem.
Tonight, City Council, 7 o'clock. We're excited to learn about how we're going to make Hanford better, and hopefully we can get out there and, I don't know, ruffle some feathers at the exact
Let's
same time.
Let's do it.
You guys have an absolutely fantastic day. We love you, and be good, okay?